Simin Ayin Zayin Halacha Tes Vav. Mutta Lutam Achar Tefillas Shacharis. It's permitted to have a taste of food after davening Shacharis. Cutting Tefillas Musa before davening Musa. For Te'ima Hainu Pas Kebeya Vola Yeser. Te'ima refers to eating bread, the amount of the volume of a beya, no more. Paris or eating fruit. Afila Harbor Kede Lisar Es Alev. Even to eat a lot of fruits that he satisfies his hunger. Bavachi yikadesh tchila, however, he first has to make kiddush. V'yishta k'mloy lug, mav and drink a cheek full of wine to fulfill the obligation of kiddush. V'adr v'yasyayin to satisfy the obligation of a su'uda. D'la'as tzarech samchina, since in the case is necessary, we rely on those opinions, desires have a kiddush makom su'uda, that drinking a revius is considered makom suda. A yishter revius yayin, or can drink revius yayin. Oyachal kazayis made chameshes mina dagon, and eat a kazayis of food made chameshes mina dagon. Halacha test zayin. Kol adam yisrael ben isha yisha. Every person ben isha chayav lechol b'shabbos shalosh sudas. Has to be three sudas. Achas b'layla shtayim b'yoyim, one at night, two by day. V'chayav lechol b'chol sudas pas. You have to eat bread by each of the sudas. Even by the third meal, and obviously zarm oy lechol pas dafka, you should take great care to specifically eat bread. And kevin shehu night the yadam, and since he washes his hands, v'mavarach al natila, tzarech lechol pas kebeya, you have to eat at least a pas kebeya. Therefore, each person should take care. Shloi lamalis kareisa b'suda shachris, not to fill a stomach at the morning meal. That shiuchal kaim mitzvah shalosh sudas, that he can be mekayim in the mitzvah of eating shalosh sudas and be hungry for it, not forcing himself to eat by shalosh sudas. V'miyav shloi klal lechol paskamer, it's completely impossible for him to eat regular bread by shalosh sudas. Yoichal lechol pachas paskisnin, you should eat at least paskisnin cake. Aishar meichol asuyam me. Hey, mine dagon, or other foods made from the chameshes mine dagon. Shavarchem al bar mizanis, you make a bar mizanis on it. Shuhunik ramazan, that is considered nourishment to mimkayim your mitzvah of shalosh sudas. Vim gamzais yav shalai, if it's also impossible for him to get mizanis, yechol al kalpanim devarim, shadarach lapis behem, it's a pas that he should eat things that are commonly used as an accompaniment to bread. Gagayim basar or dagon, kirets behem, like meat, fish, or something similar. Vim gamzais yav shalai, if he doesn't even have this, yechol al kalpanim peres mu, v'shalom, he should at least eat cooked fruits. Zman tzu l'shlisha, see when is the zman for shalosh sudas. M'shagia zman mincha gedolah, when you reach mincha gedolah, d'hainu m'sheish shari samech, so elch, from 6.5 hours and on. Halacha yod zayin. Chayv l'vtzei b'chol suda, you're obligated to break bread by each suda, ashtei kikar shlemis, over two whole loaves. V'oichas shteim yadar b'shas b'rachas. You hold both of them in your hands when you make the bracha. Amaitzi v'tzei achas mehem, and then cut one of them. V'noigun lirshon v'sakim al kikar, it's customary to make a mark with a knife on the kikar of bread. V'makam asher reitzei l'vtzei, in the place where you want to cut it. Vatam, the reason is because during the week it's necessary to make a small cut around the loaf. Before making hamaitzi, kamaishin sparba simen mem aleph sif gimel, which we explained earlier on in simen mem aleph. And the reason is that you should quickly eat. You should eat the bread as quick as possible after making the bracha of hamaitzi. That's why you cut the bread during the week. Shabbos yafshar, but on Shabbos you can't do this by cutting it. Mishum de'inon shi'ev ha'pas shalom b'shas ha'bracha, because you have to have shleimim. Malachin, therefore, al kapanim reishim imagam hachatach, you should at least mark the place on the loaf that he'll cut. Kedei shi'ed ha'chon yachtach, then you should know where to cut the loaf. Le'yitzarach l'hafzak harbe, and you'll not have to pause for long after making hamaitzi. I am bezem makom yachdoich, to check the loaf to find out where to cut it. Before saying hamaitzi, you should set the loaves on the table. Shatezu shuhu reitzel of tzei oisel afanav, so that the one that you want to cut is closer to him, in front of him. Kadesh lo yitzarach lahavar al mitzvah, that you shouldn't be over on the mitzvah of a different one to take the one that you do want. Even if you're eating many meals on Shabbos, more than three tzarech, b'chol sudas shtei kikar shlemis, you have to have two whole loaves. Zechein kishim makadosh b'yom hashachris. Likewise, when you make kiddush on Shabbos morning, kadem ha'suda ha'kvua, before the set morning meal, v'echol pas kistin, and you eat baked goods. Yesh lakach ha'shtayim shlemis, you should take two full baked goods when you're making mezainis, if it's not b'makom suda when you're making kiddush. Obviously, we don't follow this custom.